And the way you can find out more about that is that the New Renaissance Bookstore website has a link there that you can go to when you go to their events. You click them, and you'll see our, you know, Centered in the Storm event happening there, and you can click there and register.
Brett, Sonia, thanks so much for talking with us today about this very important topic, especially this time of year, just a month before the election.
Oh, that's one of the reasons we got together. We are using all of our skills and going, you know, we need to spread this around because we all need to resource each other right now in a major way. So this is, thank you so much, Ken, for the time.
So timely. And yes, we need each other. So coming from a veterinarian who historically was like, I've got this. It's okay to not be okay, folks. Reach out to your community and lean on each other, and so that we can be collectively stronger.
We've been talking with Brett Hill and Dr. Sonia Olson, co-hosts of the upcoming workshop Centering in the Storm, Practical Skills to Avoid Burnout in These Challenging Times. The in-person workshop takes place this Saturday, October 5th, from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the New Renaissance Bookshop, 1338 Northwest 23rd Avenue in Portland. You can find out more, including how to register, online at newrenbooks.com/events. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News in Denver.
Hi, this is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
Election season is here, and at KBOO, we want Portlanders to be prepared to face their ballots with confidence. We've got a brand new limited series coming to our airwaves and your favorite podcast platform. It's called Running on Air, a daily radio roundtable conversation with the people running to represent Portland. Every weekday, your favorite KBOO host will be facilitating a deeper conversation with these candidates, so tune in. Find the full schedule on our website, kboo.fm/runningonair. Listen to any episodes of Running on Air that you miss on the KBOO website or wherever you get your podcasts. That's kboo.fm/runningonair.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us the Indian first then?
Hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. We got a great show for you. Music, poetry, and more coming up. So stay tuned. Starting off the show, this is A Tribe Called Red with We Are the Hallucination here on Rose City Native Radio.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. the Halusa Nation. We are Halusa Nation. Halusa Nation.
That was Digging Roots for the Light. And starting off the show was A Tribe Called Red, featuring the late, great John Trudell with We Are the Halusa Nation. Coming up next, this is Joanne Shenandoah with Please Sign Here on Rose City Native Radio.
Ago in a land so free, and we know it today. Buffalo ran free, the eagle soared up high, the mountains spoke of majesty. Now the land before us seems much more to us than ever before. People have given their lives to protect it. Remember the older ones once more. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Oh, says is you were once a native man. The times have changed, and so has the land. People are needing the resource that it gives. You'll be better off for the life that you will live. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your handcuff on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here.
Many years ago, in a land so free, freer than we know it today, the buffalo ran free, and the eagle soared so high, and the mountains spoke of majesty. Here's the pen, here's the X. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here. Put your name on the line. Don't worry about the fine print, please sign here. Please sign here. Put your people on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign here.
Jeremy Dutcher with Honor Song, and before that, Joanne Shenandoah with Please Sign Here. It's now time for Native Poetry Corner. It's October, so you know what that means. This is Costumes by Reed Bobroff here on Rose City Native Radio.
I know I should be offended, but chicken feathers and fringe aren't sacred to my culture. I'm really just more so confused because that doesn't look like me. My ancestors don't look like that. Nobody's ancestors look like that. But because it's historically inaccurate, I guess that makes it okay. Apparently, Native American can be worn, same as doctor's scrubs. This heritage made uniform. I wish Chief Wansum Tail and Pocahontas had to decide whether this year they were going to be Cochiti or Oneida. Full with a complete range of accessories, from wampum earrings to a concho belt. What if they had to distinguish between a Lakota buffalo hide and Apache deer hide, or the Mohawk ribbon shirt versus San Felipe's? See, I want aisles of moccasins, Zuni low-cut, Taos wraparound, Cherokee beaded, and Northwest fur-lined, of all different styles, each with a tag detailing their historical origin and context. The silver buttons on these Navajo moccasins represent the brother and sister constellation, as well as gender equality. Buy one, get one free, and this Halloween, you can be walking in step with your equal companion. It's not Mardi Gras, but show your social status with this 42-pack of glass Seminole bead necklaces. What if the costumes that let you play Indian gave you tips for how to be Indian? 1. Watch the movie Smoke Signals. 2. The correct answer to the question, who makes the best fry bread, is my grandma. 3. Don't be offended if you're politely asked to leave the club and then forcibly removed west of the Mississippi. 4. If you find peyote buttons in your sack of candy, don't call the cops. It's legal. 5. It's gonna be a powwow has a very different connotation outside of the Cowboys and Indians party, and is usually followed up by the question, who's your host drum? 6. When a Tribe Called Red DJs all of the Halloween parties, it's okay to feel uncomfortable if you're the only one in a headdress, especially when all of the other natives are wearing Oxstocks or Pendleton or Wranglers or Nike. Ask them where they got their costume. In Navajo way, when men need protection, they dress as Nayetnezgune or Shush, and to wear the image of these gods, they have to know the meaning of the Bogar. When women are dressed as Adzana Glehe, they should know how to walk as a goddess. In a broom dress, or a velveteen shirt, with squash blossom jewelry, or a bandana pushing back hair, we become our ancestors. We honor our elders. So this Halloween, if you want to be Navajo, you can wear the traditional rug dress, but you need to learn the meaning of a diamond. You can wear the quiver of arrows, but you need to learn the stories of our heroes. Learn to wear the weight of the past, of all tribes, because we can't be pushed into a box. Our identities are not barcodes, can't be suffocated and reduced to cheap Bigwood or some idiot wearing a dead raven as a hat. Our identities can't be barcoded, can't be suffocated in plastic and reduced to Chief Bigwood and some idiot wearing a dead raven as a hat. Without laughter, we're just angry Indians. And without anger, we stop fighting.
That was Native Poetry Corner, and the poem for today was Costumes by Reed Bobroff. Coming up next, this is Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red.
Personally, I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
And the Indians, too.
This should be the most enlightening.
What makes the red man red?
Teach them all about red man.
Thanksgiving lies and Columbus Day. Tell me what I know more than the teacher. Tell me what I know more than the preacher. Tell me why you think the red man is red. Stained with the blood from the land it bled. Tell me why you think the red
dead. With a fake headdress on your head. Tell me what you know about thousands of nations. Displaced and confined to concentration camps called reservations. We died for the birth of your nation. Hollywood portrays us wrong. History books say we're gone. You got a church, say we're wrong. We're from the earth, it made us strong.
For many moons, red men fight pale faced.
As savage does, the white man came and ravaged us. Caused genocide, look in my eyes and tell me who you think the savage was.
Ill-faced.
Savages? Indian celebration continued late into the night.
Rest what's best for me. The killer culture, America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot. Manifest destiny, rest what's best for me. The killer culture, America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot.
Red skins, red skins, red souls, red skins. For many moons, red men fight pale face. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
Red skins, red skins.
Protest this whole mess, we go east, we go west. Police protect those corporate connects. Canadian corporals blatantly control for the state's economical debts. Let the rubber bullets spray, others getting pepper sprayed. Eagle feather getting waved, dogs tethered to the chains. Never sever up my veins, the river on the plains. You bring the fire, we bring the breeze. Just like Goki, the elite thugs will smoke you. Put a rubber bullet to your chest. These peaceful protesters, praise from ancestors. We blessed universal law, bring the justice. Yes, can't cut this, judge this. Just truth when I bust this. One off my bucket, let's tuck this and cause a ruckus.
I feel the changes. I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes.
That was Heaps the Earth Child with Rubber Bullets, and before that, Frank Wallen with What Makes the Red Man Red. Coming up next, this is 2-for-1 with Sage Patch Kid.
Early morning, let the sunny rise, crusty eyes.
ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No way, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a Miniyap Dakota. The Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Really hard. Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Really hard. I'm like a hippie with a fade. Lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid. And it was delish, I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Really hard. Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the coqui sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk.
That was 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid, and before that, there was no before that because I just love this song. That was 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid. It's now time for your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, in another fantastic adventure.
Super India.
Super Indian, Techno Skin. 5 years later, our hero, Hubert Logan, has become a strong young man.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody knows I'm Super Indian. They'd make me clean up the whole Leaning Oak Reservation. No, I'm just Nerdy Hubert, sweeping the bingo hall.
As Hubert works inside, outside a massive metallic Indian man emerges from a gray cloud of mist.
Yep, yep, yeah.
Tori, calm down. Mommy's got a text message. Big metal guy, 12 o'clock.
You summoned me, Priscilla Yellowshirt.
Huh?
Spawn of Chief Jerry Yellowshirt. Abandon your tradition.
Yeah. Leaning Oak is way too resy. Who are you?
They call me Technoskin, the Destroyer.
Yes, it's another exciting episode of Super Indian. Hubert's Uncle Chester calls him at the first sign of danger.
Hello?
Hubert, it's Uncle Chester.
Huh?
There's a huge metal Indian robot outside the bingo hall. Huh? He's up to no good.
Near Area 51, Derek Thunder and Wampum Bags fight over control of their evil joystick.
I am Technoskin, the Destroyer.
Derek, give me the controller.
Wampum, it's my turn. I make him talk, you make him move.
Derek, you may have built Technoskin, but my Wampum belt powers him.
Just one transmogrifying blast gives the leaning oak slobs an extreme makeover.
They become our subservient zombies.
At the bingo hall, the 50-foot-tall robot Technoskin takes aim at bingo hall patrons.
Gone are the ribbon shirts, the reservation mullets, conformity good, native culture bad.
Oh, who turned our people into Walmart mannequins? I better find Super Indian.
Technoskin, make General Bear look like a rodeo clown.
With pleasure.
Ha, ha, ha. Hey, I'm a clown.
General Bear, what happened?
Hey, let go of me. Who are you?
I'm Super Indian. You're supposed to be my sidekick. Wait a minute. Everyone's in fashionable clothes. Memory loss? Zombies? Must get Dioji to help me. People, stay back.
Oh, who are you with your long flowing hair and buff-tacular six-pack?
I am your reservation superhero, Super Indian.
Oh, well that totally explains the type.
Must zap Priscilla Yellowshirt and her little dog, too.
What the hell? Save me! I'm too pretty to transmogrify!
Get your metal claws off her, you talking tin can.
Meet my little friend, Super Indian.
Technoskin sounded like Derek Thunder for a minute.
Super Indian, a wireless emitter is embedded in Technoskin's left heel.
Wireless emitter left heel. Thanks, DOG. Technoskin, time for you to go on a trip. Wow, everyone looks resy again.
Meanwhile, at the evil lair, Derek and Wampum stare at a static-filled monitor.
What's with the reception?
Oh, you fool! The wireless receiver is destroyed. Oh, your Indian butt is useless.
Shut your pie hole, old man. What? Why can't you zap people without Wi-Fi?
Zap this! You love the fifth dimension!
As Derek Thunder fades into the fifth dimension, things settle down at the bingo hall.
Super Indian, my hero! Denying my tribal identity was a lame idea.
Miss Yellowshirt, may I say you look great in Chanel.
This old thing? It's my mom's. Does that, like, make it traditional?
Only if you're Jackie O.
Tune in next time for more Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was another great episode of Super Indian. Based off the comic by Aragon Starr, you can find more information at superindiancomic.com. Coming up next, this is Tall Paul with Prayers in a Song here on Rose City Native Radio.
I
I feel the latent effects of assimilation in a city native raised by bright light skyscrapers. Born with dim prospects, little peace in living as a child. Hot-headed about the fact I wasn't wild like they called my ancestors. Imagine what it'd be to live nomadic off the land and free. Instead, I was full of heat like a furnace, cause I wasn't furnished with the language and traditional ways of my peeps. Yeah, I used to feel like I wasn't truly indigenous. Now I say me witch, get your money due for showing me my true roots. Definitely native, take responsibility for being educated. My people and customs originating from early phases of history. It's deeper than fried bread and contest powwows. Tears shed in the sweat, large prayers go out to all those I've wronged and who have wronged me. Gotta treat them like family. Get your money, dude. We do coward shit. Jimushka with Zion. Me Dutch, but me, it is a yarn. Me Shishanam, I get you white. When Gnu Shishanam, Bizan Dow with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinakam of Yan. Me Mishomis, we do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young. Anishanabe is your twirling. Me Jit, big, it came to my KI. Anishanabe, baby, my dizzy win. Becoming aware of a heartbeat's fragility. So I pray for my creator's will and humility. It seems my prayer's weak, I can't speak, not a linguist. Does he hear my English when I vent? I fear the answer to the question. This is symbolic of anguish I feel regarding language and the obligation of revitalizing something sacred. Failure to carry through is disgracing a nation. My first tongue's in need of a facelift, but deciphering conjugations like trying to find my way through a maze in the matrix. Complex, hard to start without an end, aside from being fluent. I gotta push the limit if I'm gonna keep pursuing, so I use it in a way that relates to my life and vocab. Bring some entertainment to it, spit it on a track, and I take it out the class. Can't let what I lack become a self-defeating habit that'll make me wanna quit. Get your money, dude, we do coward shit. Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is a yarn. Me Shishanam, I get you white. When Gnu Shishanam, Bizend out with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinakam of Yan. Need me show me sweet do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young. Anishanabe is your twirling. Me Jit, big, it came to my KI. Anishanabe, baby, my dizzy win. It's far-fetched, but grandfather, please help me learn it. Help me assist in keeping it from burning. Don't let me quit and flee from working for a worthy purpose. Enlighten me and help me comprehend effects of my service. I need a spark in my desire from something high. Pride and negative reminders killing my stride. Sometimes I'm the type that likes getting results overnight without sweating or stressing overnight. So I pray, Creator, give me strength, then I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and ways so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Get your money, dude, we do coward shit. Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is a yarn. Me Shishanam, I get you white. When Gnu Shishanam, Bizend out with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinakam of Yan. Need me show me sweet do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young. Anishanabe is your twirling. Me Jit, big, it came to my KI. Anishanabe, baby, my dizzy win. Creator, give me strength so I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above.
Molded us, trying to hide what's in our hearts. helpless women, discrimination prevailed. All the time we so mistrust, trying to hide what's in our hearts. Underneath it, blood is blood, and our wounds do still go.
That was Wolf Saga with Stolen, and before that, Tall Paul with Prayers in a Song. Coming up next, this is Cody Coyote with Northern Lights.
Ani, mi kwech mshomes, mi kwech nukames, mi kwech gichi manitou, mi quench.
Before they were down me, yeah. Knew nothing about me. Stuck in the limelight, darkness around me. All that's around me, voices that out me. Now I gotta shine bright, so they can't live without me. Who's not ever gonna have a hater? Sober now, living life like I'm made. It's over now. Me quench to my creator. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are, we are. Shine like the northern light. We are, we are, we are, we are. Shine like the northern light.
Like my dad always told me, son, could be whatever you want. No limits to control you. So do it all from the heart. There will always be a hater wherever you go. No one ever said it's easy. It's a rocky road. I'm the one that you love, one that you feel when I'm moving up. VQ in the room, better loosen up. Making moves for the crew, no one's playing us. We work so hard to make a hater blush. Fade from the hating line, a faker up. Peace for the love, son, I raise a cup. Give thanks to the creator for raising us, yeah.
Meaning, couple things that I think when I'm seeing. Everybody gonna rep with the feeling. Gotta catch a check for your damn well being. I'm seeing fruits of my labor. Gotta swing fast, wanna make it to the majors. No ceiling, shine like a laser. Don't got time, say goodbye to the haters. Put it down from the underground band with the sound so fresh. North to the east, cross Canada's best. Take your time to address. Cody Coyote, your vision quest. What's next? We blessed.
We are, we are, yeah. We are.
Sometimes it hurts to be indigenous, born in this nation. Not enough to talk about decolonization. In the battles with myself, I'm continually facing. Feel the stress of the world on my shoulders, I'm fading. But I ain't going out yet, cause this is just the outset. And I ain't making change if I'm rapping about an outfit. Unless it's that camo, intelligence is ammo. Modern day warrior, just call me Rambo. Not trying to be deceitful, cause mostly I'm peaceful. But getting sick and tired of being seen as unequal. So I'm waiting for the pitch as I'm stepping to the plate. They saying that we chip, but we live in second rate. Well, they don't like the truth, so that's what I'm coming with. Repping for the youth, yeah, that's who I'm running with. Don't represent a leadership or represent empowerment. Working on the ground, cause I have issues with the government. Who issue out apologies while sticking to the policy? More definite than probably keeping us in poverty. Wanna tell me how to live and how to react? The devastation of my culture, trying to keep it intact while living on the rules of the Indian Act. Indian agents were just racist, I'm just stating the facts. They took my identity, I'm taking it back. I am a Anishinaabe, I belong to the land. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. I don't belong to the queen, so as long as I dream, the ease of sleep with a song that forever will be sung from the heart, so whenever I speak, the truth comes out and it's setting me free. Well, there's a lot that I carry, so much I wanna bury. Sometimes I wonder to myself, why can't I just be happy? I'm living with the memories that's running in my blood, loaded in my bones and buried in the mud. But music is my medicine, my life is the evidence. I realized it ever since my people called it prevalent. Coming from the Resi Res with words of intelligence. And if I wasn't hellbound, they might say I was heaven sent. They say they wounded my soul. They say this land is their home. Dig up my ancestors' bones, but they can't silence my song. No, they can't silence our songs.
Hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hi, oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For events, music, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, I'll see you next week, Indian Country.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM.
K282BH Philomas on 104.3 FM and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.